or, you know, what have you. So at the same time, there are high quality, you know, options across the country that are working in states and districts. But whether or not the federal government should be expanding this on a large scale is kind of the question up for debate right now. And Secretary DeVos has said over and over again that it shouldn't matter where a child learns as long as the child is learning. And with that, you know, she is talking about all of it, charter schools, private religious schools, virtual schools, magnet schools. So essentially it's, for her, having a slate of high quality options that, you know, meet the needs of every single family in the country. Now, obviously, that's received a lot of criticism because, you know, if you're talking about virtual schools, there's a lot of room for improvement there. You know, same goes for charter schools in some states. So, you know, it sort of remains to be seen how, you know, a major federal investment in school choice would affect the slate of options across the country. I mean, whether or not, you know, we'd see things improve in the long run or not improve. And I don't know, that all being said, it's sort of hard to understand how the Trump administration is going to move forward with a major investment in school choice. I mean, we saw the budget come out today and invest more than $1 billion into school choice, but this is essentially just a wish list, which will probably go nowhere. And, you know, considering the scandals that are rocking the White House right now, you know, it's not clear how major priorities like health care reform or tax reform are going to get done. So to sort of throw school choice in the mix, sort of unclear what's going to happen.
Very interesting perspective. I didn't think of it that way. And how long do you think it's going to be before we actually start seeing what may be in terms of the budget and what's actually going to be approved?
Right. Well, I think, you know, if we're talking about something that's realistic, I would say that more funding for charter schools is probably realistic. It's not a huge increase. Charter school advocates would eventually like to see federal funding for the charter schools program grow to $1 billion. This budget takes a small step at doing that, and I think you could see some support for that on Capitol Hill. At the same time, the budget is proposing a $1 billion investment into school choice. And notably, the $1 billion investment would be for public school choice. So this funding would essentially go to schools and districts that adopt weighted student funding formulas or open enrollment policies, allowing, you know, state, local, federal dollars to follow the child from public school to public school. And some people feel as though this is, you know, a stepping stone to private school vouchers. But again, I don't see this going anywhere on the Hill. It's an idea that has previously died in Congress, so I think that's dead on arrival. And the administration today also proposed $250 million to expand and study private school vouchers, which is, you know, very interesting. And I also don't see that going anywhere. So in terms of a massive federal investment in choice, I mean, I think in the short term you can at least see Secretary DeVos and President Trump encourage states to do all that they can do to expand school choice in their states. But, you know, there are some states where this is just not for them. And, you know, politically it's difficult and it won't happen. So,
right. Let me ask you this. Early childhood education, we know that works. Research behind that. Increases in that, increases in those types of things too?
Well, I was actually just combing through the budget documents. They came out today at 11 a.m. And one thing that surprised me is the Head Start program, a federally funded preschool program for low-income families, is relatively safe in the Trump administration's budget proposal. I have expected a big cut to that, or, you know, possibly even a proposal to block grant it or get rid of it. That is relatively safe. But one thing that the Trump administration does propose eliminating is $250 million in preschool development grants. which were created under the Obama administration to expand high-quality preschool initiatives. So I have not read the justification for doing that yet. So the investments in pre-K generally seem to be kind of mixed.
Well, okay. I'm glad to hear about Head Start. That's an important program, and I'm a huge fan of trying to get appropriate levels of dollars into early childhood education, because when you do, it's got a cumulative effect that lasts all the way up through the 12th grade. But that's another story. Caitlin, we've got to get going. We appreciate you being with us. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Sure thing. Just go to politico.com. You can read our recap of Betsy DeVos's speech last night. And I'm on Twitter at Caitlin, Z as in zebra, Emma, E as in elephant, M as in Mary, A as in apple. So feel free to follow me, and I'll try and keep you posted on the budget.
Caitlin, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.